Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. Scare Track is a podcast featuring three scare enthusiasts who discuss the crazy world of scare entertainment. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello, and welcome to episode 33 of the Scare Track podcast. My name is Mikey, and unfortunately, I am in the studio alone today. I have no Hannah, and I have no Sean. Purely because we have got a special on location episode today, but we'll get onto that a little bit later. Firstly, we'd just like to say thank you for joining us throughout the whole of 2016, and we can't wait for you to join us during the ride of 2017. We will be back to normal in January. We'll have our regular news and rumours, our listener feedback. That'll never work. We'll have a guest on each month as well. We'll get back to normal, like you know our regular episodes usually are. Like we say, we've had a very crazy 3 months here on the Scare Track podcast, starting off in September when we bought on location audio from Europa Park. Then we had 3 episodes live from America. We had our 2 UK scares for our Halloween period over here in the UK episodes. Then we had the immersive event special. We've actually got another immersive event special on episode 34, so that's coming up shortly. And now we've got this special, direct from ScareCon Aftershock. So, lots of specials, lots of on-location audio, and we are back to normal in 2017, along with Sean and Hannah. So, episode 33, all about ScareCon Aftershock. Now, if you're not entirely sure what ScareCon Aftershock is, or what ScareCon is, I'll give you a little bit of a brief rundown now. But don't fear, we'll put the website in our show notes so you can check it out for yourself. So, ScareCon, it's almost 10 years running now, so 2017 will be its 10th year. It's Europe's biggest scare convention. So, anybody who's anybody in the scare attraction industry in the UK and Europe visits this convention. We have attraction owners, set designers, makeup artists, fans, enthusiasts, anyone who's interested or in works in the scare attraction industry visits ScareCon. ScareCon run by Michael Bolton and his team, real fantastic event to get to. We also have the SCAR Awards presented at ScareCon, and we also have the Scare Ball in the evening so we can all chill out, have a drink and relax. Real fantastic event, and we never miss a year. We absolutely love it. ScareCon Aftershock is a little bit different. It's an event that's run just after the Halloween period, and it's for scare attraction owners and fans alike, and it's basically a nice, chilled out, relaxing day where scare attraction owners can visit another scare attraction. Obviously, during the busy October run, there's no chance for them to visit any other attractions because they're busy running their own. So Michael and his team created ScareCon Aftershock to basically create a forum-based format, a nice chilled day where attraction owners can speak to other owners who can speak to fans, enthusiasts. Again, anyone who's anyone in the scare industry, just to chat to each other. Like, ask, how did the year go? How did your event go? Did you find it Halloween worked well because it was a Monday this year? Did you find it we had more chavs than last year? Anything really, that in a nice chilled out relaxed format that we could all chat about this year's scare attractions. We then have the luck of going through an actual scare park for ourselves. Like we say, we do it a week after main scare week of Halloween, and there's only a few attractions left open, and this year we visited Twisted Attractions Terror Farm in Penkridge near Stafford. So everyone from around the UK, all gathered around there. We had the forum type discussion in the daytime, and then the evening we visited the live action Terror Farm, and it was really fun. We won't bring you too much audio from that because we did get that on episode 30 on part one of our scare Halloween scares in the UK, so check out that episode if you want to go back and listen to the audio from Twisted Attractions Terror Farm. However, we do have audio from the daytime, so just a few snippets from ScareCon Aftershock, and then after that we'll have a few snippets from the special sleepover event that was run at ScareCon Aftershock. We had Intensity, and Intensity was a live action overnight scare experience run both by Michael and his ScareCon Aftershock team with the Twisted Attractions team as well. So I unfortunately wasn't able to visit that, but we have Hannah and Martin from Escape Entertainment reporting on that for us. So I'll leave you to it. I'll take us back to last month, where we have some on-location audio from ScareCon Aftershock and Intensity.
You're listening to ScareTrack.
First up, we had just a brief introduction to the day by Michael Bolton, owner of ScareCon, ScareCon Aftershock, and ScareTour.
Hopefully everyone had a good Halloween. What I want to do is just run through what we've got planned for today and this afternoon and this evening. As usual, for those who did Aftershock last year, we're fairly relaxed compared to our main summer show. You know, the summer show is all about strict timetables, lots and lots of talks, seminars, sessions, and stuff like that. I've got some news about this next summer show that I'll share with you later. Are these guys coming in? Yeah. So this is more about informal. The idea of this is so you can, A, later on enjoy all the mates and all the attractions as they are in the full operational state and as they are running normally, but also to be able to go behind the scenes, have a look and see how they do things, talk to the operators, talk to the actors, watching everybody getting prepared. And it's trying to give you some ideas that will really help you for, you know, your own events going forward, and just see how much effort goes into actually putting together a large attraction. Well, the boys from Twisted Attractions aren't here at the moment, so I'll let them do an introduction to themselves in a minute. But for those who don't know, Matt and Trixie, Trixie and James. Or Matt and James. They've been running an event in Birmingham for the last few years. It's been quite a small venue. They've had one or two mazes each Halloween and a few seasonal attractions. This is their first year in a large venue. You've obviously seen it at daytime. You can see it's a family-friendly. Basically, it's a park for it's a family fun park during the day. Normally, they have a maze. They've got obviously goats that you're not allowed to touch. The owner of the farm wanted to get to Halloween and went to the guys at Twisted and said, look, okay, can we do something? So this is the first time they've done something in a big environment like this, which when we get them to chat later, they can tell you about some of the issues and some of the problems they've had as part of that. But as you've seen, if you're wandering around, they've got five attractions here. And this is their second from last opening night. You're opening tomorrow, aren't you, Tracy?
Yeah.
So they've got two more nights left to go. So a bit later on, the public will be in here as well. We're not expecting a huge number of public tonight, but because of which, at some point today, can everyone make sure they've got themselves a ScareCon badge with a ScareCon lanyard, because that will get to the front of any queues tonight. You can go round any mazes tonight once it's open as many times as you want, if you want to. The big indoor attraction is this building here you can see behind me called House of Insomnia. That's the world's mix of indoor and outdoor, but I won't ruin the surprise. The cornfield here is something called the Priory Fields, and that's another attraction they've got there.
The entrance is down that way.
That's the exit there. So
the entrance is down there.
There's, if anyone can see it, there's a brown building with a metal, has it got a metal roof or plastic roof over there. It doesn't look like anything from the outside, but that's Dr. Hayes Fear Theatre. Something completely new that the guys at Twisted Attractions have done. They tried it in Birmingham and they picked it up and moved it all the way here. It's basically a 4D live theatre, scare theatre. So the guys are quite keen to show that to you because there's a lot of technology in there, a lot of different things. We're going to open that, can only take about 20 people at a time, so I think we can start running that about 6 o'clock tonight, so that's before the park opens. The other final event is the
by the fire engine
tractor trailer ride over by the fire engine. There's a trailer ride there and that takes you off into the field, and that's what's that called?
Destruction
trailer ride. So
next up, just a little bit of audio from the guys at Twisted Attractions Terror Farm. Again, we don't want to give you too much from them because it's a very open day, a very open chat between ourselves and the guys who run the farm and Twisted themselves and all the other companies that turn up and have the idea of an open forum day. So just a quick introduction from the guys of Twisted Attractions.
So, what happened? Where do we start? Yeah, Birmingham, which is where we've been based since day dot. And we've always slowly progressed in a bigger venue. From the morgue all the way through to around the corner and into a bigger warehouse last year. Now, we always said that we'd stay in Birmingham, but the warehouse, if anyone had been, you'd know that it wasn't actually that big. And in a business sense, point of view, not very visible when you've only got that room for 450 guests in the entire space. So 450 guests and business rates of around about £30,000 along with everything else and the rent and gas, electric, everything else. It was a bit silly, but we sort of stuck with it. And we thought, well, we'll just have to make do. And we made some changes. And obviously this year, the original plan was to take one of the attractions away and make 478 bigger. So we had less attractions, but one of bigger attractions. And then we had that out of nowhere. I knew Signal 107 and the lady that works at Signal 107. She knows this farm, and she put to them that this is what they did the year before. They had one little attraction that they built themselves, lots of hanging bits and whatever else they used. And out of blue, they phoned us up and said, we hear you make haunted houses, can you help us build on ours? We had a meeting, and I said, okay, you know, I can help you build bits and pieces, the same as us, no money. Just do what we do with the equipment that they already had. Luckily, being a farm, they've got quite a lot. Another meeting went past, and we sort of sat down together. Me and James sat down with the two other guys that help us run, the tech guys, and said, right, well, do we go in and help build one attraction, or do we move to sit completely out of Birmingham and have a much bigger area and build the rest of the attraction that we'd normally build for this year in the warehouse? And that essentially was was what we did. They were excited to get us on board. And it was only about 6 months before opening that they asked us to do this. So it was a very, very sort of quick decision that we had to make, whether we were going to come in and have them build one and we keep in Birmingham, or we get rid of Birmingham completely and move everything over here. And we thought, well, 6 months is a bit more time than we normally have. So we said, great, we'll come over and we'll bring everything out with us.
So there we go, just a brief introduction from Michael and Twisted Attractions, James and Trixie. After that, we had just a general discussion, really, more of an open forum atmosphere where people could chat about what they did this year at their attractions, what they plan on doing next year. ScareCon Aftershock really is a sort of laid-back conclusion to Halloween, really. Your main essay is going to ScareCon, learning as much as you can, buying props and speaking to the right people, and then you run your actual event in October. ScareCon Aftershock's like the conclusion to that big essay. It's the how it went, what did you do different, what would you do different next year, how many people did you get through your doors, did you try anything new, did it work, did it not work? And that's what ScareCon Aftershock really was about. So a nice open discussion, forum based, that anyone could just chat. It was really great. So moving on, our next part of the show, after we had that discussion, was the behind the scenes tours. We were lucky to have a behind the scenes tour of my favourite attraction at Twisted Attractions Terror Farm, and that's House of Insomnia. So the next little bit of audio will be Trixie taking us around a behind the scenes tour of House of Insomnia.
7
Anyway, so welcome to the House of Insomnia. I'll have to talk quite loudly because I'm sure the soundtrack is going. I can't turn it off without turning everything else off at the moment. So, essentially, this house, backstory, is there was a family called the Demura family, and Demura is an anagram for murderer, that used to live in the house. They didn't treat their twin sons very well, and they sort of deprived them of sleep, made them work and do nasty things. The parents died, and the twins, when they were alive, used to make rat runs in the house to hide from their parents. The parents died, and the twins are apparently still living in the house, and anybody that now moves into the new house apparently never gets seen ever again, so the legend says. So this part of the attraction, this is sort of the briefing area. So we get the group in, groups of eight normally, maximum. Brief them in here. We don't normally do the whole hands on shoulders thing in here because this place is quite tight. And sometimes I think hands on shoulders sort of completely takes some of the stairs away because you're going through a conga line, and I don't like that with all the attractions. So I'll talk about some tech when I get to a quieter area because I'm just shouting. So this is the briefing area, and then we'll move through this direction. It's quite a tight space. Watch red on the way in, guys. It's the only problem when you're using a lorry trailer is it's literally that wide, that's as far as it is. So it's quite a tight space. This is supposed to be the living room area. This is very, very small. The first scare you'd normally get, they will come in here, they'll go through this corridor here. The first scare is used in the empty corridor where some of the tech's hiding away. There was some lights on, but I don't know why they've not come on. But we can sort that out in a minute. So you can go that way, but you can have a look through the curtain. The curtain, literally, that's the actor corridor. It leads down to the next scene. So this entire trailer just runs off of one actor that can do both scenes in this trailer. Go this way, though. Watch the door because it is open. So the lighting system is linked to everything. So e-stops, obviously, they'll come on, they'll go white. Yeah. You can have daytime mode, work mode. Literally, if we've gone one day and gone, oh, do you know, it's a bit too bright in here, literally tap into the system from any of the offices because they're all networked and go tap, 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 tap. That's better, change colour.
Yeah, they're both running off Cat 5.
Cat 5 and Cat 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's something we like to do because the tech team love making our own stuff. We like making our own stuff as well. Mm. Plus, it keeps costs down, and you can do so much with them.
Yeah.
So much with them.
Really good.
Yes, so we do have some attractions that have hardwired strobe lights and stuff in. Yeah. These do strobe in some of the other attractions.
Yeah.
But yeah, so these are used for literally everything, e-stops and all the other lighting elements that you want to put in, and you can change them anytime. And because I'll show you one, because they're daisy changed.
Yeah.
I'll show you how with that.
So after we had our behind the scenes tour of House of Insomnia, we actually got to go through all the attractions in full operational mode. It was a great way to sort of end the evening. We went through all four attractions and saw the sideshows and the loud, there's like the atmosphere of the music and some stilt waters, fire breathers. We also got to visit Dr. Hades Fear Theatre that returned, which was really great to go through that again. It was really, really unique for 2016. So That was it. The daytime was over, really enjoyable, but it was only just the beginning for Hannah and Martin. Now, the evening event at Scarecon Aftershock was entitled Intent City, because it's scaring people in tents, which is basically the big editorial cut down into Mikey's lame terms. So, I was unfortunately not able to stay for that, as I had work the day after. But we had Hannah and we had Martin from Escape Entertainment. They were there to be able to record snippets of audio throughout their overnight scare experience. So, I hope you enjoy.
Okay, Scare Track fans, we're here just awaiting the start of Intensity, the ScareCon Aftershock night experience. There's around 10 of us, which I think is a good number for a overnight experience. I'm with Martin. Martin, are you excited?
I am. I've never done anything like this before, so it's a bit nervous more than anything, so I don't really know what's going to go on. At the moment, we're just waiting for it to begin, so we're all sat around a log fire.
I mean, it's a really great atmosphere. We're all sat around the log fire with the actors. Actors that have just finished the night run, because obviously during the day we've had ScareCon Aftershock. So we're with the actors that have scared us in the mazes, and now we're just sat chilling with them, which is sort of a nice experience, really, yeah, that you usually get.
It's nice to have a laugh and a joke with them. Obviously, you don't get that when you're in a maze. It's just normally a scare, and then that's it. So it's nice to interact with them and just see them as normal people.
So are you nervous about this evening at all?
I am nervous because it's the unknown, you know, but I've never done anything like this before, so it's all new to me, so we'll just have to see.
I'm nervous a little bit because, I mean, overnight experience wise Mikey's done ScareCon, where they did the Norbert Castle in Blackpool, where he did scare rooms and he acted in those. The only sort of overnight experience I've had is ScareCon did the Vigil a couple of years ago, and that was absolutely brilliant, scared the wits out of me. But it was done by about sort of 3 a.m, so we were in bed back at the hotel by 4, which was nice because obviously the day after it was my birthday. So this one, I'm looking forward to it, but I don't know if I'm going to stay up. I like my sleep. How do you think you're going to do with staying up?
It's a tough one. We've got the energy drink, so hopefully we'll stay up. The lights have just gone out. just a campfire and I'll keep us light. I feel if there's enough activities, obviously we'll stay awake, and you know, it shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
If you know, we go long periods without anything happening, then you know,
I
probably
snooze.
Will be snoring my head off at some point.
Yeah, we're both snorers, so God help anyone. It was supposed to be Intensity, which is the group Intense, but it's November the 4th. It's absolutely freezing. It's drizzling a little bit. So the good folks at Twisted Attraction have made a room available for us if we don't fancy sleeping in tents, which me and Martin have opted to not do. Even though we've pitched our tent, we've decided to stay in a room that's got a heater.
Spent us an hour and a half to put this tent up.
It did,
we're one of two to put a tent up.
Yeah.
And now we're sleeping in a classroom.
But I do think that it's a very wise choice considering the weather today. I mean, we're freezing as it is, and I'm wearing three jumpers and three t-shirts and two pairs of gloves. So I'm freezing as it is, so I'm glad that we've got somewhere to go that's not a freezing cold tent in November. Yeah. But yeah, so we're just waiting to start Intensity, and we're thoroughly looking forward to it. We're chilling out with the actors around a campfire, which is an absolutely amazing experience, chatting to them about how the run's been going, how they found it inside the mazes, particularly enjoying talking to the folks from House of Insomnia, which is our favourite maze from this attraction. As well as having a few beers, which obviously you know I love. and Martin as well is enjoying the beers. But yeah, so we're thoroughly looking forward to this evening, so we'll catch up with you in a little bit. Going to try and record some audio while we're in the maze this evening. Not really sure if I should call it a maze.
No,
experience.
It's more of an experience.
Yeah, going to try and record some audio from there, but not really sure what I'm allowed to do or how it's going to go. So we'll catch up with you in a bit.
Bye.
So how many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe 11 in the end.
Quite nervous.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not that many people.
Hasn't even started yet.
As long as it's not a wide wash.
Are we all nervous?
Right.
Say,
who's got? Right. Yeah. You're gonna need a torch.
Are we gonna be?
Yeah.
That's all right then.
What?
There's a person.
Right.
Oh, let's go to the creepy campsite.
Ooh,
I wonder where we're going.
To be fair though, the ceiling can fall.
At least there's portaloos.
It's better than a tent.
Helen? Oh, you
can see. She's already in bed.
People have set up their places.
Oh, yeah.
Right in front of the heater. This is mine.
Should we go get our sleeping bags and stuff and bring them
back? You can do that at any point. Oh, so, cool. So just wanted to set. Right, so who have we got? Let's go. First off, let's go round the room so everybody knows each other. So, basically, guys, you're going to have to survive. You're going to have to rely on each other to survive the night. So let's just introduce ourselves. So we'll start with Daniel.
Yep, so I'm Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. Daniel.
Evie.
Oh, are you? You're not doing the experience.
No.
You should be out there.
No, I'm doing the experience.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, didn't realise Evie was.
Should we say where we're from as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of how we got
Daniel from
Doncaster Beer Factory.
Yeah. Evie from
Everywhere.
Yeah, it says that in the men's toilets.
Martin from Skype Entertainment and ScareTrack.
Hannah from ScareTrack.
Louise from Apocalypse Events.
Tim, I'm just an enthusiast.
Sam from Apocalypse Events and Handmade Mysteries.
Yes.
Mark, and again, an enthusiast.
Fran, ditto.
I'm Darren, and the same again, enthusiast. And I'm Edward, I'm an enthusiast as well.
Cool, so we've got some from the enthusiasts, some from the industry. Right, so has anyone seen Farmer Ray tonight?
Yes.
He was driving the tractor, right?
Yeah. Has anyone seen him recently?
No.
Your mission tonight is to find out what Farmer Ray has been up to.
Driving the tractor.
Farmer Ray has disappeared. He's left some clues around the place. What you need to do is find out. Basically, you're going to have to go out into the three main attractions. So I will stress, it's only Piggott's, House of Insomnia, and the Priory Fields.
Oh, shit.
It's up to you what you want to do, whether you want to all go as a group, or you want to split up. You need to find the clues. The clues will be fairly obvious. They're in white envelopes, just so you can see them. But you are going to have to explore all three of those attractions in the dark on your own. The attractions are closed. There are no live actors in the attractions. They're all sat around the fire. You know, there may be people that are working the farm. They may tell you more about what Farmer Ray's been up to. But it's up to your job to find out what he's been up to. And I think that's all I'm going to leave you with.
If we all go into Priory, because it's quite a big...
That's a good idea.
So if we all go in there and look first, and then maybe split up into two groups.
Teams.
That's a really good idea.
Go for it.
Is it?
Because you're going to need to work together. So even if you do split up, no one's going to solve anything on their own. You're going to have to work together. I'll leave some pen and papers back in this room as well. Use this room as your base. Come back as often as you want, if you just need to warm up.
Guys.
Oh! You took it just glanced over it.
Almost missed it.
12 equals 0.
12 equals
that means
zero.
Fuck all. Is there anything in there?
Does that mean there's 12 of us? Is there 12 of us?
No.
There's 11. There's 11 because one's asleep.
But it should have been 12.
Is that me? Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Is there anything in it?
No, it's empty.
So that basically means zero. That's how many of us there are.
Not necessarily.
So we're all going to die.
Whose friend is asleep? hours.
Who is that person? Is she meant to be doing
it? Why is she asleep?
She was originally, but she crashed out.
So 12 tickets have been bought then?
Yeah.
12 = 0. So that means we equal nothing. We are nothing, guys. We are nothing.
That's a pointless clue. But it may be a significant clue.
So everybody just stay vigilant.
Sorry.
9 =
you.
9 =
oh.
So, do they spell a word so far? What have we got?
No, we've got bog you.
Oh.
Bog off. I don't
Ob-goo.
Know. Boggy. Boggy.
Well, it was O.
Boggy.
I'm going to guess that we're going to get
O B G U.
Yeah.
So I reckon if there's 12, there's going to be 12 envelopes in here with
do
letters.
Do you think it's going to spell Mrs. Piggott's Pig Farm?
Possible.
Do you
Mrs.
think?
Higgets,
I'm just throwing it out
no,
there.
There's no B in Mrs.
Oh, is there
Higgets
a B?
There's a B.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I don't know where I've been, but I haven't been where the B was. So we're finding clues to get us through the maze, and every
so
clue
far
has
we've
a
got
number.
Bigot's qualm.
Oh, we've got another one.
Ooh. What?
Ooh.
Two little ducks.
22.
Equals Z.
Yeah.
So quack quack.
22 = Z.
You bingo
ooh
lovers out there.
So wait, originally I thought that the letters and numbers correlated to spelling out the next attraction we had to go to, which was it ran with the envelopes we were finding, which meant Mrs. Piggott's pig farm, until we found a Q and a Z. So now we're walking through a cornfield, sort of not knowing what's going on. We've found Qs, we've found Zs, which are spelling out something correlating to the number of people that are in our group. Not really sure what's going on. It's all a bit dark, it's a bit scary. We got told that there weren't going to be no actors, and there are actors. So it's intriguing, what would you say?
It's... yeah.
Martin is ever insightful with his yes.
It's different. It's unique.
It's late at night and we should be in bed. So
we're currently in a dark
corn maze,
not knowing where we're going, what we're doing. We've got torches. Awesome. My torch turns into a light. Even more awesome. But yeah, we're currently in the middle of a field.
And my plan seemed to not work. I honestly thought that was it, and it wasn't. There's Qs and Zs. What could they be? Oh, there's another one.
What?
There's another one. What does it say?
24. How many letters in the alphabet? 26. Oh, damn
oh
it.
What does it say?
Still going then.
Letters of
the
alphabet
equals
M.
Okay. I'm so glad you're catching all my stupidity on this
recording.
This is
so hard.
Yeah. 24! There's 26. Fine, fine. There's a reason why I have.
I don't feel smart enough to do it.
24. Letters of the alphabet equals M.
Which is 24.
26.
26?
26 equals M. So 22 is whatever that other one was.
Yeah. Two little ducks.
We just need to find an order that these letters go in. Because it's not a word.
Was it like a G?
Not another
one.
Gentry.
Equals
a quarter of a century.
25, right?
Yeah.
How long's a century?
100
years. It's 50 then.
No,
a quarter's 25.
Yeah, I'll half that shit. Shh.
Oh dear.
Come on, Sarah. Come on.
Oh,
make it out.
Come on. But which way?
Keep it moving. Come on.
What Chris?
Go around to your right.
Keep going. Come on. Stay together.
Don't go anywhere on your own.
I don't plan to.
Stay together.
black figure walking around, and we've heard some really, like, chainsaw started going off in piglets. In piggots. So, honest, any?
Yeah.
And it's really, and then there was some, when we was in there and over there, we heard a scream and a bang. Now, I don't know what's going on because it's really, really scared the shit out of me. And I'm one of the actors here. I promise you now, I want to go home. I really do. So be careful. There's also a black figure. We can't find out where it is. Keeps racing across the... So just be careful. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not making nothing up. This is...
Thank you.
If we accumulate in the classroom quickly, we'll have a...
Cool. Right.
So we've just gone through Priory Fields and collected loads of clues that have given us numbers and letters, and we don't really know what to make of it. So our big party has split into two groups. One's going to go and investigate House of Insomnia, and we're going to go and investigate Mrs. Piggott's pig farm.
With the chainsaws.
Hopefully we've been reassured that there's no actors here, even though I can see some located around the campfire. So I don't think there's going to be any chainsaws, fingers crossed. But yeah, we'll see how we get on. We're looking for clues as to where Ray the farmer has gone and who he's killed, basically. Okay, so we've split up now. Two different rooms. Oh! Hello?
Are you guys supposed to be in here?
Yeah.
Have you got an envelope?
Nope.
What's in the box?
Rubbish.
Can we see?
What's in the box?
Rubbish.
It's rubbish.
No envelope.
Are you supposed to be in here, definitely?
100%.
We should be in here. We need to be clearing people out. You need to kind of go that way if you can, if you don't mind.
Okay, we'll head this way. Thank you. Into the maze is the way that they've directed us.
I have another envelope.
You have another envelope?
One equals H.
One equals H.
We've got something called part two, where we've opened it and there's something in there.
Oh. What the fuck is that?
13, 12, 19, 12.
Fucking hell, put it away.
Right, just...
Hang on, we've got a 1 equals H here. Can you keep that one safe as well? Can we keep...
We've got a part two.
Put them together. Fucking hell. A up now, kicking off.
Right. It's okay. We all right, guys, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me,
dear.
Talk to me.
I am feeling fabulous.
All right, darling. You're fabulous. You've just gone past one.
Martin, you're ridiculous.
One. Okay, so it's a two-part message. It's at least a two-part message, then, with each one giving us a set of numbers. So presumably we then have to spell out. Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a cipher.
Yeah. All right. You got that safe?
Right, she's got another one.
Brilliant. Another one?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm guessing this room is something behind.
Okay, there's...
This one is sealed.
Okay.
Just leave it. Don't
Can we keep moving?
Just get out.
Keep moving.
Thanks for pushing me out the way. We didn't miss anything.
Sealed with nothing on it.
Hmm.
13
equals D.
Okay.
The
right.
D.
Do we want to check that last little bit again?
I'm scared.
He's so brave. Okay, so there's a really cool scene going on right now where there are actually actors inside of a tent, like a massive, like, marquee-style tent that are saying, we think we've left customers inside the maze. So they're actually playing up to the fact that we're going through a maze looking for clues, but they're concerned that we're looking for these clues inside the maze. It's actually a really good scene. I don't think I'm giving it justice right now. That scene right there where they were looking for us as
their
customers was strange, but oh, someone just ran past us. It's a whole lot of atmospheres going on, considering we were told that there'd be no actors here. We were told that all the actors had gone home. When we were sat having a drink with the actors around the campfire, they all said that they had no idea that there was an overnight experience going on. I think it's sneaky of them to have lied to us, but very, very clever in the fact that we have no idea that we were going to be joined this evening by actors. And, okay, I'm being summoned to be quiet. There's an actor coming. Yeah. So they've made it all very real. The fact that I have no idea what the fuck is going on. And I'm just stood in the dark on my own as everyone sort of explores. Looking for clues. Shitting myself pretty much right now.
Keeping them all in one pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't want to keep anything
all
in
here. Prior stuff is here.
That wasn't in here when we first left, was it?
We're back.
Rabbit holes.
Yeah. Right, bring your stuff quick.
Bring all your stuff.
Oh, it sounds urgent. Bring all our stuff. Did you guys find a shovel? Anyway.
Did we guys what?
Find a shovel.
No.
We're looking for a shovel.
Why are you looking for a shovel?
We've got a diary.
Oh, we've got a diary.
Come on, let's discuss what we've got.
Okay.
We've got three anagrams.
Oh, God.
Which we're in the middle of. So far, I think we've got, if you find this, then I am already dead. We
oh.
Think. So, what numbers have you got? Numbers equals letters. I don't understand that.
Right, have we got any more? Have we got any more?
15, so 16 is V.
16 is V.
So I'm going to keep the diary in a minute.
Actually, what was in the diary?
Yeah,
this
is
no.
Any other number ones?
14 is R.
No.
Oh, there's telephone.
Yep, that makes sense.
15 is S.
Oh.
Find a shovel. So we'll keep that separate. 5 equals E.
What was his name?
Paul.
Okay.
Home of Theresa May plus 8 equals C.
Yeah, 18 is C.
So 18 is C. Paul Hardcastle hit.
It's literally on every page.
We don't know. 19.
Right, 18
is C.
I don't know. What's that one? If you find. Should we try 19?
19.
Hardcastle. We're going with 19?
Like to fix
19.
Yeah,
19. 19.
19
is
N. All 19 I need to do is deliver at least 2 units per day.
So
what was it?
21.
Apparently.
Van.
21 pilots.
Yeah, we've got everything.
Cool.
So K, 24 is K.
Hang on.
Well, we've got. You can play this anagram. Whatever it is. Letters into numbers, numbers into letters.
It hasn't got anything to do with any songs that 21 pilots have done. Didn't they just do heathens?
Oh, my friend.
Right, so we've got that. So, who's got all the
The Suicide Squad song.
Also, should we write down like the stuff that.
Never trust the murderer standing next to you.
Right. Contacts.
Those are lyrics of the song.
Never trust the what?
Murderer standing next to you.
Oh.
Someone keep an eye on him.
Where's
so
it gone?
Maybe we need to not trust.
Kind of
has everyone read these contacts?
Yeah.
Stephen Bell. He's just Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
John Bill.
He's a writer.
Eleanor Rigby. Eleanor Rigby. That's a Beatles song. Joe Sheary. Peter Powell. Fuck knows what that says.
Peter Snow.
What was that something hit?
Peter Snow.
Peter Richardson hit or something.
But these have all got numbers next to them.
Do the numbers correlate to
Paul Richardson?
And has anyone seen
it? We also need to find a shovel.
Yeah.
Just the dead girl.
Okay, so we found a diary. We found loads of letters with numbers that correlate to letters of the alphabet. And the diary has led us to want to go into House of Insomnia. Don't know how that works, and I don't know if it's a good idea. But something about the word torturama has led us to want to go into House of Insomnia on our own. Okay, so we're in House of Insomnia right now. I've got a diary, which the group previous to us found. It talks about how the farmer of the park has found Trixie and James, obviously the leaders of Twisted Attractions, and how he's using them to conduct his evil plan. It's all quite a thrilling read, but we're now looking for more clues to stop the evil farmer. Clues have led us to believe that we need to find a shovel. Not really sure why we need to find a shovel, but we're looking through House of Insomnia now for a shovel. We're looking for a shovel, that's right. Okay, so we're looking for a shovel, not really sure why. House of Insomnia is deserted, and we're looking for a shovel. We've just found an entrance to a nature trail. Don't really stop, look, listen, it says.
Are you sure this wasn't here before?
I don't remember seeing this earlier.
Yeah. This was here before.
It was. Are we just randomly walking into a children's play area? Everything looks fucking scary at night. What was that?
Which?
Anyone else hear that?
What?
Am I just hearing shit through this?
Oh
my. So we've got. Oh, you found the rabbit hutch.
All right, let's go back.
There's so much sand in this lock. Right, the key doesn't fit, guys. Nothing.
Lift it. What does it say?
Only to be opened.
Disappearance of.
And the disappearance of Ray.
Open it.
What, Ray's gone?
I thought you were Ray.
We're all Ray.
You're
it's
all.
Not litter. Oh, someone read that. Come on, boy. Out loud.
Hang on. Farmer Ray, Lower Drayton Farm, Penkridge. To whom it may concern. If you have found this, then there is a very good chance that I am dead or hospitalised and unable to deliver this myself. For the last 2 months, I have been supplying live victims to a secret organisation called Torturama. They have only hinted to me of the full extent of the horror, but they are running a gambling venue for rich aristocrats where they force humans to fight to the death using barbaric tools and weapons. Their base is at 241 Angel Road, hidden behind the Torturama, Turtle Sanctuary in Cannock. Their next meeting is at 8 p.m. on Saturday the 5th of November. Please put a stop to this barbaric crime. It's too late for me, but you could save these poor people. Goodbye.
Do we have to go to Cannock?
Hey. Where that place is.
Well, what does he say in the diary? The last page of the diary tells us to do something. Who's got it?
Take it to the police.
Right, where are the police?
At the police station!
The last page of the diary has people's numbers. Go to the last page of the diary.
Oh my God, imagine if we phone the actual police.
Like, the last page. And then back one. That one. There. What's that?
No, those are the people that were taken.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ignore me then.
Right, yeah, the last one that they wrote anything on.
What, the cunt?
No,
cunt,
no,
cunt,
that
cunt.
Wasn't.
During ScareCon, fuck a lot of them.
Yeah, it's the one after that then.
I'm only looking after number one.
There we go.
Yeah, so go to the police.
Signing off.
Go to the police. Yeah, you must find the confession. Go to the police. The goons came again last night and they will collect what is. Go to the police before November 5th. Don't delay. So we need to find the police with this then. They've been talking about police being here.
Do we have to ask them?
Policia?
Where are the police?
Right, I can advise you, police...
No one phoned them.
But the police station is not open until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh.
So I think you're just going to have to sit on that news until the 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Pop is finished at 4.
Plot twist.
Hashtag...
Is this where we go to sleep?
No.
I don't know. Can anyone sleep? Yeah. Or do we want to carry on?
Time is it?
Ooh, there's nothing to carry on with.
Carry on.
Ooh, dial 999.
Ooh.
No, please, that will get us all arrested.
Yeah, I'm guessing the point is
sleeping back.
So we've solved all the clues. It's 2:15 in the morning, and we've been advised that although we technically should phone the police, apparently, it's now time to get our heads down before we phone the police at 7 a.m. So we're now off to bed, having solved all the clues, and it's bedtime. Martin, how did you find that?
I don't know. It was quite intense. It's quite intense. You know, looking around all these places, not knowing what's going on. Obviously, the actors hashtag not actors were walking around looking for wallets and all this other contraband that customers throughout the day have lost. So they were oblivious to what we were doing, but yet they were everywhere that we were.
Funny that. No actors.
Hashtag orcs. No, it was good. Obviously, we got all the clues. We got there in the end. So we'll just...
get our heads down and phone the police in the morning.
Have a look through the diary. Dial 999 while we're at it. Don't let Bolton know. And we'll be well away.
Okay, so we're home from ScareCon, Aftershock and Camp Intensity. So the last thing we recorded on location was us being told to get our heads down. It was about... 2:30 in the morning, I think, 2:15, something like that. We'd solved all the clues, we'd found out that Farmer Ralph was evil and something was happening with the ScareCon day, and he loved James and Trixie, but he was going to kill them. Like, it was a whole conspiracy storyline type thing. So we got told to put our heads down, but advised to keep our shoes on, which was unnerving. And I'm glad I kept my shoes on because we were rudely awoken at 4 a.m. And somehow, I don't really remember because I'm not good when I first wake up, we ended up outside.
Yeah, well, some of us couldn't sleep because Hannah snores like a walrus. I just thought I'd put that out there. But it still caught everyone off guard. Yeah, we'd been settled down for an hour and a half. Yeah, we were in a happy place. And then all of a sudden, the door flies open, and well, there must have been 12 people.
Was there?
There's one for each person.
Ooh.
So 11, sorry. So 11 people barged in, and next thing you know, you're being dragged out of your sleeping bag on your head, marched here, there, and everywhere.
I somehow managed to get my coat on.
Yeah, I wasn't that lucky. So yeah, it was cold.
Then we ended up in the woods on our knees with our bags on our heads, with people whispering in our ears. And then an actor that I called out for being a plant at the beginning of the evening.
She was a plant.
She was a plant. I knew it.
She shouldn't have been there. She was. she was in.
She was on in on it. It. So yeah, after all that, we were in the woods. We were chased out of the woods with a chainsaw. Everyone scattered. People were hiding. I ran for the safest place I knew, the room we were sleeping in.
Which was not the safest place to
no,
go.
No, because I ran in thinking, oh, he hasn't seen me. I ran in, I hid under a table. He'd seen me. And the chainsaw ended up in the room we were sleeping in, which I'm pretty sure everyone loved inhaling those fumes.
Yeah, it smelled better than it did.
And it ended up with a chainsaw up against my face. I ended up having a bit of a panic attack and couldn't breathe. And I was doing so well with chainsaws this season. But apart from that, where I was in hysterics, I think it was really, really good.
Yeah, it was good. It was different, it was unique, and I'd probably do it again.
Well, when they told us to keep our shoes on, I wasn't expecting to go to sleep and wake up and be like dragged outside. I was expecting like, you know, a little bit of time to pass. We'd still be there like chatting, giggling, and then they'd come barging. I didn't expect like an hour wait.
Well, if it was an hour and a half, nearly 2 hours.
I wasn't expecting that, but I think it worked because I don't remember leaving the room.
Oh, I do.
My first memory, I'm on my knees out in the woods. It's like, what's happened here? But yeah, definitely worth it. I hope, because I was talking to the guys from Twisted and they were saying maybe this is a route they want to go down in the future. If it is, I probably won't do it because they love their chainsaws. But I'd highly recommend it to anyone that doesn't absolutely hate chainsaws.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. You're listening
to You can now support Scaretrap by purchasing your very own piece of Scaretrap merchandise. We have mugs, t-shirts, and soon we'll have hoodies on sale too. Just visit www.smart-fx.co.uk. That's smart-fx.co.uk. To those of you who have already purchased a piece of Scaretrap merchandise, thank you so, so much. Scaretrack are proud to be part of the Haunted Attractions Network. Visit www.hauntedattractionspodcast.com. That's hauntedattractionspodcast.com now. You're listening to So that brings us to the end of our on-location audio from ScareCon Aftershock and Intensity from the Twisted Attractions Terror Farm. That also means it brings us to the end of episode 33 of the Scaretrack podcast. So guys, thank you so, so much for listening. I really, really do appreciate it. Before we go, just time to tell you we have one more episode before Christmas. It's only a week away now. So one more episode, it'll be our Christmas special from the Darna Prison Immersive Events and their Twisted Fairy Tales show. Really enjoyable show, very different to any other scare attraction I've done before. So that would be the next show coming out just before Christmas Day. We'll then be back in 2017, back to our normal shows of our usual news and rumours, our listener feedback. That'll never work. We'll be getting back to our normal formats because, like I keep saying, on these last sort of 5 or 6 shows now, it's just been crazy. There's so much on-location audio that we wanted to get to you guys, so we really hope you've enjoyed the last few months just as much as we have. Now, before I go, I'm just going to leave you with a quick message from Martin. This was recorded at 3 o'clock in the morning, I think. It was in the middle of Mrs. Piggott's Pie Factory, and I think he really needed some sleep. Anyway, see you later, guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Some pigs in Mrs. Piggott's pie shop. So if you're very careful, try not to stumble into the pastry goods, because it's a pie shop.